Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to Titus. We're in chapter 3 with verses 1 through 4. Remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God, our Savior, appeared, we will learn tomorrow that everything, not because of any righteous deeds we've done, but because of His mercy, He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Spirit, whom He richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by His grace and become heirs to hope of eternal life. This saying is trustworthy. We all must be reminded of how we once chose to be absolute sinners, reminding ourselves, as Paul instructs, brings us closer to God in the surrender we obtain by His power of kindness and generous love to overcome the ugly and see the beauty of everything salvation brings, where your practice and you pray each and every day, leaning not on your own ways, but the ways of redemption, using good to see ugly being erased for mercy's sake. This is our call from Him, remaining in Him to accomplish these corporal works of mercy, helping the lost see His way, overcomes the pain we find and the shame in which we hide. The lonely needs us to help them see the joy of living redeemed can be the best story ever shared between two people, and you can choose to do this over and over again. For there is a new story on every corner of every facet your community offers, beckoned by Christ to share His saving grace. Let us not forget the languished who are a combination of being lost and lonely, needing a friend to see the kindness Jesus speaks about when we choose to live in Him, knowing the story never ends when we obtain the guidance of the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot, and Julian, who's visiting us today. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from the study of Titus 3, three stanza poem. In these four verses, ongoing, it's titled Overcoming Foolishness, Where We Once Hid Our Shame. Controlling Personalities, Disorders, Recap, authorities and magistrates obey. Enterprise good, every opportunity grasp. Not a soul slander will they. Everyone gives graciousness, consideration, and peace. Overcoming foolishness, where we once hid our shame. Desires various, often slaves, deluded, disobedient, ways increase. Hating others and ourselves by envy, malice, living pleasures, pain. Love generous and kindness ordained, appearing Savior ours, God has remained. Overcoming hate of anyone in salvation gained. Forgive, remaining sinless, brings redemption for those who are sane. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 12th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. There's some special prayer intentions for this tooth I had to have removed. Man, it sure makes you feel like you've taken a couple of punches in your face. It just won't seem to slow down. I don't feel any. Pressure going on, so it doesn't feel like it's been affected in any way. But it sure is painful, and it's a pain in the mouth. Amen. So we shout out to our good friends John and Marie. And God bless you guys. Hope you're having a good day in the Lord. It's Sunday, you know. Get out and see your preachers, your teachers, those who give you the Lord's mercy in His teaching, and allow them the opportunity to share Jesus with you. Amen. Today we close at 7:43, about 49, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. May Jesus continue to bless you and bring you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, 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 we close.